I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Coming up next hour here on You Better You Bet, Offensive Rookie of the Year talk in the National Football League. A little roundtable segment with the crew. I don't know what we're going to talk about yet, but it's going to be awesome because I feel like it generally is when like everyone gives their opinions on whatever it is that we talk about. Something funny generally arises.
Yes. So
looking forward to that.
I would agree.
What do you think it should be?
What should the roundtable be?
Yeah.
Well, we've done holiday music in full. It should probably be something.
We did.
Should probably be holiday themed.
Okay.
Is it movie driven?
Oh, that's good. Favorite holiday movie?
Yeah, or are there people on our show, Steph, who are like out on holiday movies? Or are there people who are obsessed with Christmas Story, which I think is really overrated? So, you know.
Yeah, Christmas Story sucks.
Right. I mean, there are people that watch it like every year.
I hope the kid's tongue gets stuck on the cold pole forever.
Right.
Stupid kid.
Seen that promo on TNT, but it's 5,000 times in my life. Right. That's
yeah. And Rick Camp's going to join us. Aroldo DP joins us at the end of hour number three, talking NBA before we get into the Power Hour. But joining us right now here on the show, finishing off the hour two gaggle of guests here on this wonderful Wednesday, is our pal, the great Dennis Bernstein. Just fantastic at breaking down the National Hockey League betting angles for us here on You Better You Bet on Twitter at Dennis TFP, stands for the fourth period, the acronym for it. Dennis, welcome back to You Better You Bet, Nick and Ken, on a wonderful Wednesday. How are you, my friends?
I'm doing awesome, Nick and Ken. Great to talk to you on You Better You Bet. Let's get to the games.
Yeah, and Dennis, first of all, that's a great response. Love everything about that. Missed having you on, Dennis, for sure, with that response. And I know it's been a couple weeks since we had you on, so I think we can just start with this, Dennis. The most interesting thing to you in the league could be a couple things since the last time we talked about a couple weeks ago is what?
The number of GMs and coaches getting fired this early in the season. We're a quarter of the way in. I think there's 8 GMs and coaches who have been canned, which tells you that there's a lot of expectations, there's a lot of parity, and there's a lot of teams really underperforming. You look at Philadelphia, and they're playing tonight. I mean, they are just a mess. I mean, they lost 7-1 to Tampa. The coach and the assistant coach gets whacked, AV and Therrien, and then they go out and play a 7-5 game against Colorado. They are just a mess. So to me, it's just the impatience by management and ownership with respect to bench bosses and guys in the executive suite this early in the season.
I love we got canned and whacked in the same answer. Refer to coaches getting fired, Dennis. That was absolutely fantastic. Now, just to like to spin that into a betting angle, maybe it's in Philadelphia, maybe it's with the returning Bruce Boudreau to the National Hockey League. Like, is there one situation where there has been organizational change with the coach or general manager where you can pinpoint it and say, okay, this is an inflection point now for this team to improve, and maybe we can start looking at this team in the futures market, or maybe even like on a game-by-game getting betting basis where we're like, okay, like this team's going to start playing better now because this absolutely needed to happen. What situation would it be in, if any, and why?
Nick, I think it's the other way. I think when you look at this, there's a group of 5 who I would never lay a dollar on right now, and that's Philadelphia, Buffalo, the Islanders, the Senators, and the Canadiens. You look, China Canadiens lost that game last night. They gave up 2 goals, and you know, it had an empty net situation where they shoot the puck in the empty net, it wins. So to me, those 5 teams are in disarray. Like tonight, like New Jersey's never a -150 favorite, even though they're at home, because they're playing the Flyers. And you look how bad they are defensively. So I think it's a situation where I don't want to waste my money on garbage teams, Nick. So I can't tell you that, because the guys at the top are really good. And I think you more lean towards the East because I think there's more separations between the good and the bad teams. If you look at the West, Like, there's not really, like, Arizona's, you know, an anomaly, right? But Vancouver, they put Boudreaux behind the bench. They wound up beating L.A. 4-0 the other night. Chicago's showing some signs. And Seattle, Seattle's beat some really good teams. So, to me, it's like laying off these teams. Even if you're going to get good prices on these underdogs. Like, you watch the way they play. They are really suffering. And, you know, obviously, for me, the Islander thing is a disappointment because of COVID, because of injuries, and for underperformance as well. Guys like Palmieri and Parisi have not come through for them. So it's more like stay away from this group of five and lean into the teams that are beating them, because right now they're substantial games they're losing right now, and they're losing in big ways.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, and Dennis, you alluded to, you know, the team's getting off to really good starts. Our technical director, Bill Metz, big hockey fan, pointed this out at our show sponsor, BetRivers. There are three teams that have an identical price to win the Stanley Cup, and all of them have pretty sterling resumes right now. So I'll give you the three teams that are all 16-1, obviously a little bit behind some of the favorites that we've talked about previously on You Better You Bet. You tell me which of these three teams you'd rather bet to win the Stanley Cup. The Rangers are 16-1, the Minnesota Wild are 16-1, and the Washington Capitals are 16-1. If you had to invest in any of those three teams, which would it be?
Well, with a healthy Shesterkin, I would probably bet on the Rangers. But here's the thing, Ken. Like, at this point in time, like, I could make the case for all three teams at the top of each division of possibly winning. Now, I'm going to give you a little caveat. The Ducks aren't probably – if you put Vegas up there, if you put – instead of Nashville, put Colorado up there, there's legitimate teams here. And because this early in the season, there should be 12 teams in the conversation. But I will tell you this. When you talk to me at game 60, there won't be 12 teams in the conversation. There's that much quality at the top where any of those three teams that you mentioned are a legitimate bet. I just love the Rangers. They won seven in a row. Really love the goaltender. They have star power with respect to Panarin. They're responding to Gallant behind the bench. So at 17-4-3, are they a smart bet at that price? Of course they are, right? Are they a better team than Carolina or looming in the background, Ken? Tampa Bay, right? With all the injuries, with all the guys missing, they've won four straight. They're 7-2-1. They're 2 points out of first place with Corey Perry now scoring six goals. So to me, those teams are legitimate right now. Are they legitimate at 60? I don't know. But keep your eye on the chance because they just don't care. They're just winning games.
I just got a cold shiver down my spine when you mentioned Tampa in relation to the Rangers. And think about that game seven that they played at the Garden when the Rangers had like two shots on goal and absolutely dominated Lundqvist in my blue shirts. That was brutal. You better you bet on the BetQL Network. Wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, talking the National Hockey League with our friend Dennis Bernstein from the Fourth Period on Twitter at DennisTFP. Dennis, let's go to the futures market here and talk about the Rocket Richard Trophy for the league's top goal scorer, where Austin Matthews right now of the Leafs is plus 600 to win, like to bet on, right, to finish as the top goal scorer. Alex Ovechkin, plus 175. Leon Draisaitl is plus 125. But Matthews only four goals off the lead. Is it worth it to look at Austin Matthews here at those odds to finish as the league's top goal scorer?
Yeah, because, Nick, he's on an incredible tear. I think he scored 16 goals in 18 games. He's that good, right? Is that a good bet? Yes, it is, because Austin could easily lead the league. I know Ovi's old man River, he keeps flowing along, and he's played – but to him, it's the assists He's got 21 assists. He never does that. He's usually a Cy Young winner. He usually has like 20 goals and 5 assists at this point. So to me, yes, Auston Matthews, if you should feel confident making that bet because the team is that good. He's going to score goals. They're going to feature him. He plays 21 minutes a night. He's free of injury right now. So that's a really good bet. And he's on a tear. And that's the guy, at the top, not Chris Carter, not so much Leon. He can go on a major run and take the lead at some point in time because I think that could really happen. So, yeah, he's legitimate, and that's a nice price for Auston Matthews because he's that good.
Dennis, I want to ask you about Colorado. You kind of mentioned them briefly when we were talking about those teams that were 16-1 and kind of the teams that are hanging out at the top of the futures market. So Colorado obviously comes into the year with really high expectations. But, you know, as somebody who kind of handicaps other sports, one thing I'm really weary of is a team that doesn't have balance, right? That's incredibly either offensive-minded or defensive-minded, but doesn't really have the ability to excel at both. In college sports, this comes up all the time. And these teams tend to not win titles. They tend to not make it very far, even in the playoffs of their respective sports. Colorado, a team obviously that's weighted very heavily toward the offensive end. I'm curious if there's a lot of precedent for a team like Colorado who scores more than anybody else for them winning the cup when maybe they kind of lack that balance that maybe past Stanley Cup champions have had.
Well, Ken, that's the NHL version of the Golden State Warriors. So the Warriors did win titles, but only because they, played good defense at the end in the crunch time. So, and that's the question. Like, are they good enough defensively? And it's the goaltending. Like, Kemper can't stay healthy. He's out right now. And if he gets hurt in the playoffs, they're not going to win. Not only that, you mentioned what it takes to win in the playoffs. They found out last season what it took to win in the playoffs, right? They played Vegas. They won the first game decisively when Vegas was exhausted from the prior round. They didn't win. They got way outplayed, but won game two. And then Vegas punched them in the nose, and they never got up. They never got up from that knockdown. So to me, yeah, I have reservations about this team. Now, look, could they win four rounds and win the cup? Yes, they could. Like, are they going to be a favorite? Yes, they can. But to me, I'm not sure. Like, they're now what Tampa was. Like, do they have the minerals? Do they have the goods to win four rounds in this league? I don't know. And when I look at the defense and goaltending, I have my reservations. Could they get out of the West? Yes. But I got to see a healthy goaltender. I got to see better defensive play from this team to think that they're going to go win four rounds because that's not, you're right, and that's not how you win Stanley Cups with respect to that type of team.
We've got about 90 seconds left here, Dennis. I want to talk to you about the Calder Trophy right now. Michael Bunting is 25-1. He's third in rookie scoring of the Toronto Maple Leafs. How about Bowen Byram? What a great name for Colorado. He's at 30-1 right now. Moritz Seider at the third lowest odds at plus 550. He's 4 points off the rookie lead. Any value to be found betting on the Calder Trophy for top rookie?
No, because I think the two favorites are Lucas Raymond and Mo Seider in Detroit, and they're going to get a lot of playing time in Detroit, right? Because they're on the cusp of a playoff team, which is really interesting in Detroit, and it's good for their fans. But I think those are the two guys that I would lean towards. So Michael Bunting, it's a nice story. It's a great story. I just don't think he has enough brand name recognition, and I am a voter. Right now, I'd have Mo Seider won because he's playing 22 minutes a night as a defenseman, and at that age, he's doing great. And Lucas Raymond's a point-again player. So I think it's going to be one of those two guys. Now, the one caveat is they're on the same team. They may split the voters. But I think those two guys are the lead dogs right now with respect to the Calder.
Dennis, do you have an agent?
Not yet.
Yeah, I feel like we need to rectify that for you, man, because you're, like, ridiculously talented. You're very funny. Like, even in the way, like, you deliver your answers is very entertaining. And I don't know if you intend for it to be or not, which is almost better than if you intended. You're, like, massively entertaining. We need to work on this here. Shoot me a follow on Twitter. We're going to see if we can do something here. It's our pal, Dennis Bernstein. Dennis, wishing you best of luck with all the games coming up tonight and moving forward here. And we'll talk to you down the line on You Better You Bet.
Nick and Ken, thanks for the time. I appreciate it. I was having fun talking to you.
The guy is just a legend, man.
Well, it's just the energy is just awesome. I mean, it just and you alluded to it there because of his answer to that last question about the Calder. But like, even we welcome him on, and it's just the energy is just immediate.
Let's get to the games.
We want everybody that comes on our show to be as excited as Dennis is. That was great.
He's just very funny. Like, he just cracks the way he says things cracks me up. Could they win it? Yes. Are they going to be favored? Yes. But do I think it's going to happen? Maybe not.
Maybe not. Right. Just right. Like, I'm Dennis Bernstein talking to myself actually about this topic, which I was telling
him. I think it could happen, perhaps.
I do that all the time on media hits now. That's like, I probably got it from you, to be honest. I steal most things from you from a technical standpoint, but answering your own questions.
Bets, so
exceptional. Right. Yeah.
Give and take of our relationship. I take all your bets. You take my on-air stuff.
Here's some bets. Okay, I'll take some words.
That's a good trade for me, man. I got a lot of words to give.
Yep.
All right, 2 hours down, two more to go here on a wonderful Wednesday. Power Hour, final hour. Rick Camp joins us in hour number three, but we started off with a conversation, Offensive Rookie of the Year in the NFL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.